future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of January 2018, and it feels good to be back on the crypto airwaves. So let's go through the levels real quick. Bitcoin's currently trading at $13,963, up 4% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $888, up 16%. Litecoin's currently trading at $259, up 14%. Dash is currently trading at $1,151, up 11%. Ripple's currently at $2.43, which has done phenomenal in the last 3 weeks, which is up 10% today. And QuantStamp is at 49 cents, which is up 40% today. The current market cap for the crypto space is $652 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 35.8%. Today's show is going to have a slightly different format. We're going to be running through how to get in the crypto game, from how to open an account, what account to open, how to protect yourself, the best security to use, e.g., hardware wallet, offline storage, cold storage, how to send money, how does this work, and how to get into ICOs, which is something that I don't feel has covered enough. So let's kick things off. So exchanges, you're completely new. Where do you go? Coinbase is the best place to go for a trial run at this, I'd say. If you're looking to put in, I don't know, up to about £5,000, £10,000 or below, you can put in a couple of hundred pounds or dollars, that is. Coinbase is great to use. They're so easy and they're great for novice people coming into the market space. If you want an immediate fill, so I'm talking about getting filled immediately because Coinbase is going to take 4 days to open. And then depending on how much you're going to deposit, so you're going to have to send money. If you're in England, like I am in London, you have to send money to an account in Estonia. That takes a couple of days. So it could probably take up to a week to get things going if you're looking to do kind of above £500 transaction. If you're looking to do below that, you can use your debit card. But this gets increased. There's loads of caps. So if you're new and you're looking to put a little bit of money in, go for Coinbase. If you want immediate fill, use CEX.io. But what I will say is you will be paying a premium up to $200 sometimes. Let's say if you did Ethereum, you'd probably be paying around $1,100 at the minute to do that. They give you the immediate fill and you can pay by debit, credit, card. But as I said, you pay for this. And it depends, you know, if you're looking to build a portfolio, I don't know why you'd want to pay the extra unless you're dying to get into an ICO and you have to get that Ethereum early. Another one I would suggest opening is Bitstamp. Bitstamp's a fantastic exchange based in Luxembourg. Great options, great charts. I'd highly recommend it. If you want to get involved in ICOs, you have to open up Bittrex. Now, Bittrex is a pain to open up. I know because I've done it personally, and I've also opened up a corporate account for the company. It is a pain because there's so many people that want to open up accounts. You've got to be very selective with the information you send. You've got to make sure you don't mess it up, because if you do, you get put back to the bottom of the queue. Make sure everything is correct. You know, passport pictures, so on and so forth. But they're a great exchange because what happens is when an ICO comes out, the lower market cap ICOs sometimes get listed on Bittrex. And we've seen things go up 1,000% in a day because they got listed there, because they have large volumes, which means more people can buy into it. And it's a massive hype trade. So definitely open them. And also open Binance, which is a decentralized exchange. You can't send money to Binance. Same with Bittrex. It's crypto to crypto. Exchange, very interesting, and a lot of the ICOs get listed on Bittrex, so I'd highly recommend opening them. Also, when you're sending money to, let's say, Binance or Bittrex, Bitcoin is a lot slower than the likes of Ethereum, for example. So when you're sending money to and from these exchanges, it's always best to be sending Ethereum. We're going to be going over how to send crypto, how to send cash from exchange to exchange in a second. So the second one I want to talk about, and I want to highlight this one, if you have a highlighter, highlight it, security. Security is a massive, massive part of this. And keeping your token secure and your crypto secure is very important. So the way to do that is you have to buy something called a Trezor. Or if you don't really fancy the Trezor, you can buy another alternative called the Ledger Nano S, which is a fantastic bit of kit. Now, what this is a wallet that's stored offline. So with the Trezor, you can store Ethereum. You can't store Ripple yet. You can store Bitcoin, Dash. You can store Litecoin. You can store a few other coins. They're working on building more into it. And I'm sure as time goes by, more and more coins will be added to Trezor. But at the minute, that's the best one to use, I think, personally. I have one. The company has one. A fantastic bit of kit. And it's super easy to use as well. So if you have any questions on that, remember to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. Ledger Nano S is very similar. It's an offline storage system. I'd recommend both of them, but I prefer personal preference the Trezor. So how to send money to and from an exchange? So, I mean, it seems pretty simple, and it is pretty simple. So if I was on Coinbase, for example, I would have to log into my Trezor, which is super easy to do. You just go to my Trezor wallet, plug in your Trezor, input your codes, and what you'll see is your wallet address. Now, this address, you'd copy and paste it, you'd put it into Coinbase, and you click send, as in send Bitcoin. You'd paste the wallet address there, and then you click send. And that's that. But obviously, you have to make sure it is the correct address. You don't want any mistakes because there's no second chances at this. If you do put the wrong address, that's it. It's gone. So please make sure you do it correctly. Double check, triple check. Just keep on checking until you know it's correct. How to get into ICOs. It's one of my favorite subjects. And one, I remember when we started getting into ICOs, one that wasn't that easy to do because it is an easy process. But if you don't really know how to do it, it can be quite... quite tedious, I think is the correct word to use. So how to get into it? Let's go through the details. So say if I saw an ICO that I really liked, I would have to go on the website. I sign up for the whitelist. I register my interest. And when you go through this, you have to register how many Ethereum or how many NEO you would like to indicate your level of interest to be. Now, by the way, it's very important that you know what blockchain it's based on. So say if it's a NEO blockchain and I'm only holding Ethereum in my wallet, you know, I can't put my Ethereum wallet there and I can't register interest if I don't have any NEO, because if it starts trading, I need to be able to make sure I can input or send my NEO to the wallet to make sure everything's kosher. So you have to make sure it's what blockchain it is. You have to be super clear on this. It's normally pretty clear on the website. Register your wallet. So as I said before, you find your wallet address, you copy and paste it in there. So that's your signing up process. That's your form. The gas limit is very important as well. So when it comes down to sending your Ethereum, please double check with the website what the gas limit is. So say if you're sending from the Ethereum blockchain, the gas limit is extremely important because it indicates how long it's going to take for the crypto to get from your wallet into the ICO's wallet. Now, they normally suggest, I don't know, 150,000 gas, 200,000 gas, which is, top of my head, about $10, $12, probably something like that. Probably you can do a lot less, but see what they suggest, because they're trying to get in as soon as possible, and you would like that as well, because you want to get your tokens ASAP. Now, talking about tokens, the tokens don't always arrive in your wallet straight away. Now, you have to check the white paper for the ICO that you're participating in. Some choose to send it, I don't know, a week after the hard cap's been reached, or a week after the ICO date has come to completion. Some do it straight away. It depends, but sometimes you can add the token into your wallet. This is easy to do. I recommend reaching out to the ICO and asking them, or going on the Telegram group. Telegram is a really, really good indicator to see the community and also to see if the ICO actually has legs. If the community is strong, what I found from personal experience, if the community is strong, they will carry the ICO through, and that's always a good sign. So, sending tokens to exchanges and how to monitor the tokens. Very, very important. So, let's say I got involved in an ICO. I don't know, let's name on top of my head, QuantStamp. I got involved in the ICO. I'm trying to work out what's going on. What I would do is I'd go to coinmarketcap.com. I would type into search currencies QuantStamp, and you'd see the trading name QSP. Once I'm there, and all ICOs won't be added straight away. They take a couple of days, sometimes a week, but they will get added to this. You go onto where you see charts, you go and click markets. Once you click market, it will tell you all the exchanges that the ICO, or now altcoin, or whatever you want to call it, is trading on. So for example, QuantStamp is trading on Binance. So if I want to buy more, I want to sell my QuantStamp, I have to go to Binance and I can open an account, or I should already have one, and then I can sell or buy more there. Now this is also very important because you can keep on top of where it's being listed. Let's say if it's had a huge move up, I don't know, it's gone up 500%, I can look, see what's happened, if it's been listed on Bittrex or another huge exchange, and I should have an account with there, and I can also sell or buy more, so on and so forth. But that's very important to monitor where it's trading, because different exchanges have different levels of volume, and the more volume that your ICO has exposure to, the higher the price will be. That's kind of how it works, and that's very important to note as well. And also, you want to be investing in ICOs that have the possibility of being listed. Not saying that's the most important thing, but it's important for the ICO to have that level of liquidity and volume behind it to make sure it can sustain any downside that may occur in the future. That's also very important. So, rounded up, we've got exchanges, security, how to send money, how to get into ICOs, and the process behind that. Hopefully, I didn't want to go into too much detail today. I wanted to keep it short and sweet. But if any of you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. You know, remember to like, subscribe, share our content, email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. Tweet us at svk_crypto. That's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Have a great day, and I look forward to speaking tomorrow.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.